Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the translation and notes from Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are in Chapter 4, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tet, Paragraph 9, talking about removing yourself from judgment. Rabbi Shmuel beno Omer. Rabbi Shmuel, his son, says, "Hachoshech atzmo min hadin, one who withdraws from judgment, porek mimenu eva v'gozel shavua shav. One who withdraws from judgment removes himself from himself hatred, robbery, and the responsibility of an unnecessary oath." If you take yourself out of judgment, and that's implying to not being a judge himself, but also that applies not just being a real judge, but judging anyone in your life. Nothing beneficial happens from judging people. I like to say often, the only type of judgment you should do, you want to judge, the only judgment you should do is dan lekav zchus. You want to judge, then only judge someone for the benefit of the doubt. Only judge someone for the favorable aspect. Otherwise, you're giving yourself trouble. You're going to have hatred of other people if you judge in a negative way. You're going to be so mad that you want to take what you think is yours, robbery, and God forbid you're going to curse someone else. You're going to say oaths or promises you don't mean. Take yourself away from all types of judgment. Don't even be a judge, even in the legal aspect. But even judging people in general, it's not good. Take it away from yourself, and you don't have to worry about hatred, robbery, oaths, and a lot of other things as well. V'hagas libo b'hora shalteh rasha v'gas ruach. And someone who is very arrogant, someone who's too self-confident, Gas libo behora shota rasha v'gas ruach. Someone who is too self-confident, is handing down legal decisions, in these decisions is a fool, is wicked, and is very arrogant. You think you know better than everyone else, and you're too quick to judge, you're too quick to give the judgment for other people. Not only are you foolish, not only are you wicked, but you're also arrogant. The only one who could really judge, ain't done eli yachidi. The only judge is that of Hashem himself. The Sforno points out one who withdraws from judgment when it's fitting that he does so, namely when he can arrange a compromise between the litigants, when he is not empowered to serve as a qualified judge. In this manner, he will remove from himself hatred of the one who is found guilty, avoid the robbery which results from the miscarriage of justice, and prevent an unnecessary oath, which is the responsibility of the one who imposes the oath through a false claim or for the one who swears falsely. One who fails to do this, of understanding to be too self-confident to give judgment too quickly, is a fool because he shows no concern for the damage that will result from the hatred he engenders. He is also wicked, for he shows no concern over his role in instigating robbery or in opposing an unnecessary oath. He's also arrogant, for without a doubt, he only became involved in the case to gain repute and prestige for himself through his legal decision. And the Sforno points out the two reasons for withdrawing: because there are more competent judges available, because a compromise can be reached. Rabbi Yonah in his commentary offers the first, while Rashi offers the second. Understanding the careful choice phrases used by Rabbi Shmuel teaches us that hatred refers to the litigant who has lost the case. Robbery, if there's an erroneous ruling and an unnecessary oath, refers to one that has been imposed without justification or sworn to falsely. In either case, since the judge was involved, he has a share in the transgression. The term fool, wicked, and arrogant of spirit refers exclusively to the judge, as the Sforno explains. So remember, take yourself away from judging. Don't be too self-confident. Don't be arrogant. Understand the only judge is Hashem. You want to be judging, the only type of judging you should do should be dan lekav zchus, to be benefit of the doubt, and only in that way should you judge, and then the whole world will be better for doing so. Join us next time as we talk about how there's only one judge, again, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.